It was very valuable for him. You know, you got to stay with your own fundamentals and not try to press and do things that are not in your fundamental wheelhouse. And it was good for him. Very good. Sure. Yeah, it's good. It's always good, you know. And, you know, the thing is, and I think he's even stated this too, that he is fortunate enough to be able to practice against some very, very good rushers on our own football team. So I think it was more he wasn't surprised by how good the player was, just that he, you know, you get frustrated, you don't stay in your own fundamentals, and things like that can happen. But, yeah, it's a learning experience, and he'll move on from there. How did he do that, yeah. You mean? And what do you mean by that, Rob? How do you... Well, you know, I think I've kind of... you know, I've answered that a bunch of different ways over the past, really, it's a year and 10 months. You know, first and foremost, you know, JC is a true pro. He works extremely hard. He studies. He pays attention. I don't think he's one that... dwells in negative experiences that have happened to him. He's very headstrong. You know, and to his credit, as a young person, those were instilled with him probably by his parents. I've met his parents on a couple of occasions, and I think those things are credit to how he was brought up. And he's handled himself as a true pro. There's no one really in that room that doesn't extend help to the other person who is playing, and I think that's a tribute to the whole room because they all help each other equally. And so I just think that JC exemplifies, you know, the true meaning of a professional football player, and that's why he's successful.
James, what stood out to you about him, and, you know, since stepping in, whatever that was, OTAs, into that center spot, what have you thought of kind of the 3 months he's put together in that spot with the starting offense?
I just think, you know, I mean, he's just very consistent, and he's a consistent player, and he, you know, looks for ways to improve. You know, and the thing with him that's, you know, he's not different than anybody else really in that room from a standpoint of study habits and those type of things, but I think that he embodies the position, whatever position it is, he's proven that, whether it be at center or when he had to play left tackle against Washington in the playoff game. He's just very, very calm and very sure of his abilities. And he quite frankly, enables himself to be sure because he's so prepared. He doesn't let things phase him too often. But, you know, he's a fine football player. I mean, there's no question.
Campy, what did you think of what you saw from Kyle Murphy?
I was very pleased. First and foremost, you know, the kid had one day of practice, really. For coming back from being off for having practice, he missed six or so, whatever, 2 weeks almost worth. He did very well. He played against a good player, and Bruce Irvin did a nice job against him, had Mac a couple of times. Just like anybody, though, that hasn't practiced in a long time, you know, his pad level started getting high, started creeping up around rep 20, 21, you know, and he's got to get in football shape. I mean, there's no question about that. So moving forward, you know, having – 2 full days in pads this week, and then the day before you leave practice, and moving around doing football movements will certainly bode well for him, and expect for him to make a big jump. And heck, I mean, he got to be excited. He's going home basically to play in the Bay Area, so that should be exciting for him as well.
You've been asked about the two rookies. I guess on paper you had really good depth coming into camp. Is that depth panned out the way you were hoping to?
Meaning is...
Look, I mean, you had, what, 9 guys last year, and you had 2 guys to it, so then you got 11. I mean, that would seem to be really good depth. Have those young guys panned out, and the depth panned out like you were hoping you were going to?
Well, we've had too many guys not practicing. I mean, we obviously, you know, we came in with 15, and we've been a little shorthanded at times, but I'll say this, the guys that have been able to practice have taken full advantage of the reps, and... it's worked out well for them and well for us. I mean, they've, you know, your second group and third groups usually, those reps are dispersed a little more evenly, you know, in preseason one and two, and they've taken a tremendous amount of reps, and those reps are totally invaluable. I mean, my goodness, if they believe in game one, you know, 72 reps for the left tackle, left guard, center. I mean, that's a lot of reps, and they've taken advantage of those reps, but our depth is what it is, and it's like I've always told you before, you go play the game with what you have, and that job requirement that follows along with each one of those five positions, you're expected to do your job, and they've done reasonably good job at that. There's been issues like anything else in training camp and things you got to work through, and the big thing you look for is that each week they correct it, and they correct it in practice, but they correct it in the game the next time it comes up. So I've been pleased with what their progress is so far.
James, it's already been announced that there's an injury settlement with Matt Rothrum. I'm just curious. I know you guys had big hopes for him. He was coming along, developing player. What kind of a training camp did you think he'd had before the injury?
I just found out myself that happened, and you know, I think that he, you know, Matt, you know, progressed like every other person would, and he played fairly well in the game that he played, and you know, he just needs to get healthy and move on from there. But you know, Matt was one of ours, and I wish him well. It's unfortunate, you know, you get an injury. It's unfortunate.
Tausch and I were talking to TJ the other day, and he talked at length about what a knucklehead he was the first couple of years in the league. I'm wondering, as his coach, how you've seen him. I know he's talked about that before, but just how much you've seen him mature, both as a player and as a guy, and just how different, in what ways you think he's really different from the guy he was those first couple of years.
Well, yeah, I mean, he had a little bit of knucklehead in him, you know, and his first couple of years were, you know, it's a lot of fun, and he had a lot of fun, and he, you know, he finally realized, look, you know, this is a very serious business, and I have nothing but total praise for him, the way he conducts himself now as a professional in the building, but also the maturity that the kid has grown up, you know, being a father. A husband, he's outstanding in both of those aspects, in my opinion. But you know, the thing about it is too, is at times, you know, he had a lot of tragic things happen for TJ, and he relied on his own self worth and his teammates, and he gave himself and became a better person out of those things. Well, a lot of times those things can drag you down. He found the positives in a lot of things that you and I have never would even think about going through as a 24, 25-year-old person. And he responded to those things. And that was as much as a product of him growing up. He had already had the professional thing going. He was on his way and doing very well. But when those things hit a young person like that and how they handle that diversity and how he was able to rally amongst his teammates and his teammates rally for him, I think that experience really propelled him to the man he is now, and the husband and the father that he is. He's a good man. TJ's a good man.
How well has Don responded at center during this training camp, Barclay?
Mm-hmm. He's done very well. His first game, he had some issues. You know, he got those cleaned up. Moving in this next game, where obviously the Raiders had some bigger people, and he saw multiple different types of bodies in the game. And I expect him to make another jump this week. You know, he's been another guy that takes a full advantage of his circumstance, what he's asked to do. Donnie Barclay is a true pro. Wherever you want to play me, I'll go do it. Obviously, his body's a lot better than it was at this time last year, coming off the injury. But been very pleased at how he's taken command of that position and is doing very well. Look forward to him making another step this week. There's no question.
James, what have you thought of just with the production with the run game early on in these last two games, and how important is that to kind of set that tone with some of those drives you've been having out of the game?
Well, I think it's just, you know, the Coach McCarthy says the play style, and that's it's improving, as he said, and took another step from the Cleveland game, and we want to keep improving on that. You know, not all the time things aren't always going to be perfect, but if you have an attitude, you can run the football, you're going to hit your marks, you know, and you play a physical brand of football, I think it's very important. It establishes a sense of urgency. It also gets other areas of your football team ready to go and play. And linemen, they love to run the football, but, you know, whatever job they want us to do, pass block, run block, it doesn't really make a difference. But it is exciting to run the ball and be effective in doing it.
With Josh Walker, I always go back to that Rams game last year where he faced Aaron Donald and played so well. So what have you thought of how he's progressed since then, and I guess specifically this summer?
Yeah, I mean, he's done a good job. I mean, he's, you know, played guard and, as you know, right guard and right tackle, and he's done a good job in both. And, you know, it's a shame that he got a little nick here, and who knows how long that's going to be. Josh Walker's usually respond pretty quick. So he's a you know, growing up too and doing things the right way, and I look forward to getting him back as soon as he's able to do that, no question.